Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
So here's what happens when you adopt the world's slogans and presuppositions and culturally trendy ideas. The church and conservatives as a whole, it's not just limited to the church, conservatives fall into this generally speaking, the whole culture. But you end up becoming the culture light. What I mean by the word light, like you become like the sugar-free or the no-fat version of the culture. You're trying to meet in the middle and accommodate the culture, and all you end up being is kind of a watered-down version of, certainly of the church, and a watered-down version of the culture, and just altogether lukewarm. You can't be the political left light. Like, we can agree on some common ground, as though at that point the world is going to accept you and applaud and say, yeah, see, you're coming around. That's not what the world wants. The world doesn't want a light, mediated, modified version of itself. It wants itself full tilt, full throttle, full capacity. So it's not in any way going to be appealing to the world to give them a mild version, a slight compromised version of what they think and what they believe. And it's not going to win them over. We're not going to earn their favor that way. You know, it's a lot like what we call rhino Republicans, Republicans in name only. They're establishment party Republicans. And they always think if they can kind of go halfway to the Democrat side, like not socialism, but a lot of confiscatory tax and wealth redistribution, but not at the level of Democrats. Not full-on socialized healthcare, but kind of socialized healthcare. No, we're not for... You know, we're not for a border wall and immigration law, but we're not for, like, you know, take no borders at all, like total globalism, there's no nations. But, you know, we kind of want to give amnesty to all the illegals, and, like, we want to be compassionate and kind of overlook that and not really enforce immigration laws, like that type of thing. And it never works, because Republicans think that by doing that, by appeasing the media, all of a sudden the media is going to go, oh, we love the Republicans now, we'll leave them alone. Or the electorate's going to go, oh, that's... The Republicans, that's Democrat Party light. Why do Republicans think that's going to work? No one wants Democrat Party light. They just want the real thing. They're not going to go for a false half version of it. They're just going to take the real thing and go with full throttle Democrat Party. Same thing, the culture wants it's the full experience of what it believes and its ideology. And what ends up happening is all you do is moderate yourself until you become utterly useless. And like I said, no one wants Democrat light. No one wants the church in a light version. You become lukewarm. What does Jesus say? I wish in Revelation you were either hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You become entirely useless and irrelevant when you're lukewarm. So don't try to do the world in a compromised way. It's not going to be successful. And no one's going to be impressed. Not the church. Not the true church. They're not going to draw from that kind of lukewarm water. And the world's not going to accept it either, because they're going to go back to their raw version of what they really want. This is the culture with all these slogans trying to make us adopt these slogans, BLM, environmentalism, Me Too, all that stuff. They're trying to squeeze us into a mold, and what happens is you ultimately become irrelevant, squeezing us into a mold until we are irrelevant, and no one wants mediocre. So we are rejecting all of the so-called fine-sounding arguments of the world, because what the church is trying to do is sanitize all of the world's ideas with Bible nuanced versions, Bible themed versions, supposedly sanctified versions of the world's trash. Like I said, you know, saying black men are made in God's image, or, you know, we stand for women's rights too, and, you know, we don't want to abuse the planet. We have to be good stewards of the planet, right? All of these modified versions, you know what it is? All it is trying to put perfume on garbage. Because the ideology at its core is garbage. And let me tell you something. Excrement with perfume sprayed on top of it is still just that. Excrement. And so in the church, We're rejecting it outright. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We need to be hot for the truth and always hold that in stark opposition and contrast to the world's culture. Otherwise, we become useless and irrelevant.